muscle man.
Okay. What if his what do you mean by that exactly?
His muscles are real large.
Uh-huh.
They protrude. You can't see his bones. He's got little.
Uh-huh. What would you say about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Well, sometimes they're feeble. Or clumsy.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain
nut.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Yeah.
How
crazy. He's just a fool.
Does that sound all right to say?
Yeah.
And a person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
Tight.
Or he's a what?
Moochie.
Okay. And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Common.
Uh-huh.
Presumably, he just doesn't, a lot of people just talk a lot of crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, doesn't make sense.
It would be insulting to be called common?
Yep, I think so.
And an old person, say in their 80s, who still has a lot of energy, gets around real well, you say for their age, they're still awfully...
Movable.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
worried
or a little
afraid.
Or you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt
unafraid. Uneasy.
Okay. And someone else would say, well, it'll be all right, just don't
worry.
And say if you're taking a car trip somewhere and the small children in the back seat, and they kept asking you, you know, whether they were there yet, when you're going to get there. You might tell them, just relax, we'll be there.
After a while.
Did you ever say by and by?
No.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
How did you hear people use that?
We'll get there by and by.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you, or is it just something you wouldn't...
Well, I don't think it's so much old fashioned. It's just the way the person chooses to express himself.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
And you'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
knows nothing of them.
Or if she hadn't been afraid before, you'd say, why should she be afraid now? She.
If she wasn't afraid before.
Okay. Or using the expression used to be, you'd say she
used to be afraid.
Or the opposite of that, she
used to not be afraid.
Okay. And someone leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door.
Careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
senile.
What else did you say?
Crazy.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that? Did she act peculiar?
Well, you could say peculiar.
Did you ever use the word queer or car?
No.
Have you heard that used?
Yeah. I've heard queer used.
How would queer be used now?
She acts queer.
Would that mean peculiar or what?
Yeah, it would mean peculiar.
What if you call someone a queer? What would that mean?
That would mean they were some kind of pervert person.
Okay.
It would directly pertain to sex.
Uh-huh. Has the sexual meaning of queer, has the word queer always had the sexual meaning since you can remember?
Yeah.
And someone makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way and he's not going to listen to you.
No, he...
Huh?
Long hair.
Okay.